Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bibi Shavery, and I am here. We are on day 7 of our fast. So this is daily devotion for day 7. I am so grateful for us being right here in this moment. It is just so many incredible things that I feel innately is happening for us. And this is something that can be very, 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 very overwhelming because we're in the midst of so much transition. But I am asking you guys to consider today that everything is exactly what it needs to be. We are in the best energy that we're needing to be. And if we're not, we are getting there. Okay. So this particular episode today, I am going to encourage each of you to focus on the things that are going right. Okay, we're going to focus on the things that are happening. We're on day 7. Yes, we're praying. Yes, we're fasting. Yes, we are expecting great, incredible things. We have so much that's unfolding. We have so many things coming up at us at once. But I want you to right now sit in the knowing that everything is exactly what you need it to be. And when you look at it that way and you move into that energy, it really shifts everything. Get outside, go walk, go feel the brisk air, go outside and stand on your patio, go in the backyard, take a walk around your block, take a drive. For some people, driving really does calm you. It does put you in a great space. So go do that. Do whatever it is you need to do to feel God, right? It's like, you know what? I'm stressing about things I don't need to stress about. I'm overwhelmed about things I don't need to be worried about. Change your mindset. This is not a, oh my God, I have to. It's a, oh my God, I get to. I'm so grateful I get the opportunity to have this time to myself. I'm so grateful I get this opportunity to now think about what I like. I am really trying to explain to you guys the significance of mindset. The significance of knowing that you have all of the power, you have all of the control for self only. Okay. The circumstances, the realities, the things that are happening around us, we have no control over. But the beautiful part about it is we get to enjoy where we are, even though it may be uncomfortable. What we often find ourselves in the midst of the worry of is the next day, tomorrow, the future, or too stuck on what has already happened. There's nothing we can do about the past. There's nothing we're able to do about what could potentially come. We don't know what the future holds, but what we do know is that everything is going to work out. We know that, right? We know that. And the reason we know that is because we know that God has all power. We are here on day 7, which is a very powerful place to be. This is a very potent energy. This is a very miraculous time. But one of the most beautiful parts about it all is that we've awakened. We've awakened. So today, I want you to find time to find a way to celebrate you. Okay. And I'm not saying go throw yourself a party or plan yourself a party. And for those of you, your birthday's coming up or you're celebrating your birthday, you may be already in that energy. But this is about showing that you're grateful and you're moving in a sense of gratitude by appreciating the things that are in your life right now. You are grateful for your health. I get to prepare a meal for my family, right? Not, oh my God, I need to go in here and cook a meal for me. No, I get to prepare a meal for my family, which means I control the menu. I don't care if it's the same thing that we've been having. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to put an extra love in it. I'm going to take my time to prepare it. I'm not going to do it with the, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it with the, ugh, I get tired of doing it. I'm going to do it with a sense of gratitude because thank God I got the resources to be able to. Thank God I have the health to be able to do this. Thank God I have the willpower to do this. Thank God my family wants me to, or they need me to. Thank God I get to serve them in this way. Thank God. Right? Instead of feeling like, oh my God, I got to clean this house. Thank God I have a home to clean. Thank God I get the opportunity to rearrange my home space. Thank God I get the opportunity to clear out some space. Thank God I get to do what I want to do for myself, for my family, create a better home. I get to enjoy where I reside. I get to see where all my finances go. I'm grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Right? It's about easing into the gratefulness. It's about easing into the opportunities that you do have. God has already blessed you so much. You've already been in this sense of receiving that the mere feeling of discomfort distracts you from everything that's already been done. So this is enlightening you, giving you the courage to say, no, I'm okay. Giving you the courage to say, no, everything is already worked out. So I'm going to continue to move in gratitude. I'm going to continue. When people ask me how I'm doing great. I'm wonderful. I am great. How are you? What has been your win today? What has been your aha moment today? How has God shown up for you today? Where has your angel landed today? And when you focus on those things and you look at those things, it doesn't give you any other. You can't. If you move in negativity after that, you're just a negative soul. Because I can't go into my backyard and stand into my backyard and have an attitude. Why? Because I know I'm standing in God's faith. I know I'm standing on God's promise. I know I prayed and fasted and I trusted God. And I know that this is a result of that. I can't go stand in my car or turn my car on and my car cranks and I have a full tank of gas and my battery is working and know that God didn't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't answer texts and emails without me knowing that God, I'm in my right mind to even see this, or God, someone trusts me enough to ask for my opinion and my advice. God, thank you. I can't walk into my bathroom and turn on the light and not be grateful for that because I have the resources to pay for it. And nothing has come and destroyed that. I can look at myself and feel like, God, thank you. So this is how we have to move through life, and we have to move through this day with this idea of thank God for what I have. Thank God for the process. Thank God for the journey. Thank God for the enlightenment. Thank God for the revelations that have come into play, because without the revelations, I wouldn't be here. It's natural to feel a sense of fear. It's natural to feel a sense of discomfort. It's natural to feel like you've lost all control. But when you realize you never had the control and you realize that you're a pawn in God's journey, you realize and you expect him to make way because it's on him. This is God's doing. This isn't me. So I'm going to take care of what God has already blessed me with. I'm going to take care of everything that I already have. I'm going to take care of my health right now. I'm going to take care of the home he allows me to have. I'm going to take care of the children he blessed me with. I'm going to take care of the relationship he's allowed me to be in. And I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to nurture these things. I'm going to live as though I'm expecting nothing but more from what he's already given me, because he sees how well I take care of what he's already blessed me with. We can get so caught up in our thoughts. We can get so caught up in our mind. We can get so caught up in the isolation of things and feeling like, God, why does it always have to be me? No, God, thank you for trusting me with this obstacle. Thank you for testing my faith. And I hope I make you proud because I have nothing but faith in you. That's the type of energy we have to have, because we're going to always be conflicted. We're always going to have things around us that are going to cause us to have to deal with something. Personalities we don't appreciate, attitudes we don't particularly like, circumstances, all of these things. We don't really appreciate the discontentment of it all. But the beautiful part of it all is that we don't have to feel like it is something to destroy us. It's just a test of our faith. So this is where we are sitting in this sense of understanding our value, understanding our worth, understanding that there's more to us than we even understand. But we first need to find a way to move in the simplicity of the day. How do we do that? Well, we do that by acknowledging everything we already have and everything we already are. Obstacles don't take away the value that we hold. it may shift the perspective in which we see it, but it is what it is. This is us allowing ourselves to be on the receiving end of God's grace, God's mercy, God's opportunity, but most importantly, sitting with the knowing that God doesn't make any mistakes. Right? He's not making any mistakes. And the reason he's not making any mistakes is because he's already chosen you. And you're delicate to him. God knows he's put you inside out. He's made you into what you are. He's made you into the fullness of who you are. And so he knows what you're made of. So we're sitting in this space and we're wondering, God, what is it that we are wanting? Is it too much? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's not too much. Well, what is it? It's faith. It's faith. Right? And sitting in this space where the wheels are turning, the opportunities are coming, the people are showing up, but now we understand more about our purpose and we understand where we are and we understand where we may have gotten a little bit off track. And so we're going to be more diligent about what we choose. Because as the pendulum swings, life continues to move. And we want to make sure that we're making the best decisions. We want to make sure we're making the right decisions. We want to make sure that we're doing the right things. We do not want to put ourselves in a space where we're jeopardizing what God has for us. And we're not want to put ourselves in a position where we're delaying our blessing out of fear. So there's a balance that we have to be able to have. But in the meantime, what can we do to create a better environment while we wait, right? So while we wait, let's enjoy life a little bit. I'm not saying go out there and splurge and do too much, spending your money, doing all the extra crazy things. No, absolutely not. But I'm saying get up and put clothes on. Get up and put your makeup on. Go get your hair cut if you can or cut your own hair. Learn how to do that. Find new ways to change up you, right? Shift the energy around you, because the changes that you make in yourself, the changes that you make with yourself are the changes that are going to bring in a different vibration. And so if I'm in a different energy, right, I'm moving in a sense of, oh, I get to reinvent myself again, you know? Okay, fine. Let me figure out what I could do. Maybe it's a new skincare routine. Maybe it's a new vitamin regimen. Maybe it's me getting up a little bit earlier so I can have a little bit more energy and going to bed earlier so that I can sleep more and have a better routine. Maybe it's me setting a better routine for my home. Maybe it's me deciding I'm going to air out my home more often. Let me raise up these windows and let me open these blinds up and let me get some live plants, right? Let me have a meal plan. Let me decide what foods I want to eat today or what foods make me feel good today or what I want to put in my body. Let me take time to create my coffee for the day. Right? Let me take time in making my tea taste a little bit better, because I may not be a tea person, but I like the way, you know, it kind of makes me, you know, feel like I'm doing something good for myself. So I'm going to drink me more tea, but I want it to taste a little better. So what I'm going to do? Let me figure out a new recipe. I want to cook a meal for my family today. Okay, let me research, let me look up some recipes and look at how people may do a little different things to make it taste a little different, change it up. This is where I change up my playlist. I don't want to listen to things that make me down. I don't want to, if I'm feeling sad about something, I don't want to listen to music that relates to that sadness. I want to listen to music that makes me feel better. Even if that's listening to instrumentals, let me listen to it. I don't want to hear the sad songs. I don't want to hear that you're crying over a breakup. Because what if you're crying over a breakup? You don't need to be listening to music that make you more depressed. Get out of that energy. This is about watching things that make you laugh, watching things that make you feel like, wow, life is so good. Or, you know, those things bring you into another vibration. Think, watch HGTV. Watch some things that make you still figuring out how I'm gonna afford something. Start watching things as if you already afforded and watch how it flows in. This is how you, it's not, it's really about manipulating the energy, right? In a way that is beneficial, but it's really aligned with God's purpose. You have to change your thought process. You cannot expect to think negatively, and just because you don't speak it, have good come to you. This is about you speaking positivity, but also knowing how to shift your mind when it goes haywire. This is about allowing yourself to really be open, to be understanding of things are changing. And it's changing for my good. It ain't changing to hurt me. God loves me too much. He has me too positioned. He's put me and brought me this far. He can't. It won't. Ain't no way it can't work for me. Ain't no way it's not gonna pass. Ain't no way. It just can't. It just can't. 'Cause God loves me too much. God cares about me way too much. God wants me to grow and bloom and evolve way too much. There's just absolutely no way that he would have me here stuck, or he would have me here in this place, in this pain, in this position where I'm sad. There's just no way. So be expectant. Be expected of the conversations. There's something that I used to do a very long time ago, and it may sound crazy to you guys, but it isn't crazy at all. But I used to practice how I would respond to things. So if I'm expecting a call about an offer, right? Or I'm expecting my fiance to come apologize to me about something, or I'm expecting, whatever I'm expecting, or there's a conflict. Right? How would I respond to this situation? Or how can I respond differently? Because I am evolving. So I can't respond the way I would want to respond. I have to respond differently. So what am I going to do differently? Well, when I started practicing how I articulated things and how it helped me to navigate emotion. It helped me to not be reactive to whatever occurs in my life. I'm expectant of the situation may occur. So when it does, this is how I'm going to respond. And it comes off so effortlessly when you're responding and you're repeating it back to yourself and you're positioning yourself to actually be on the receiving end of whatever it is. Or if I need to initiate a conversation, if I need to say something, if I need to speak to whatever I'm feeling, to be clear, to be authentic, to move in my authenticity in a way that is absolutely unwavering, but with gentleness, with care, with authority. Not passive aggression, because I'm not a passive person. So it's being honest and being okay with standing in that and being okay with walking away with whatever doesn't feel right. Right? That's what we do. And that's how we do. And I feel like that's what we're having to do in this silent time. It is not going to be silent forever. You're going to be having very soon offers and conversations, and you're going to have to take some steps, and there's going to be opportunities that are flowing in that are things that you've prayed for, because you are right now fertilizing your very potent seed. And when these opportunities and these situations occur, you need to be prepared. You don't need to be caught off guard. That's why God is giving you this pause. So if these are coming in and these are things that are happening and these are shifts that are inevitably occurring, are you ready for that? Are you prepared for that? How would you respond when it shows up? Coming out of this battlefield energy, coming out of this space of where I'm feeling like I need to prove a point, or I need to show you what you did wrong, or I don't have time for that because I'm too blessed. So I don't have time to remind you and show you of what you did wrong. I got to move forward. And I'm doing that with intention. I'm doing that with favor. I'm doing that with a bunch of favor surrounding me. I'm doing that with diligence. I'm doing that with discipline. I'm doing that with discernment. I'm doing it clearly. And when you make that decision, it comes so fast. It comes so fast, and it is everything you need it to be. It is everything you need it to be. Okay? And I'm telling you this because sometimes we can get so caught up in what something looks like and what something is and how sometimes things aren't fair and how we're waiting on something and there's challenges coming in and all of that. But it's important for you to understand that this isn't about you. God is doing something through you, but he's showing other people what's possible. And so you can't give up. You can't have this defeatism type of energy. You got to know that it's working out for you regardless. And you're not going to stay back and hold yourself back and settle for anything just because someone thinks that you should. God loves you way too much for that. So understanding that right now, whatever is happening behind the scenes because you don't need to be aware of what's going on. But God is in the midst of it all. Balancing out everything. And when it comes forth, it is going to make you happy. You're going to be good. You're going to feel like, God, I knew it. You know, you're going to feel like that, but you can't feel like that once the results come. You need to feel like that now. You need to feel like, God, I know it. I know it. You're waiting for it to come in. But as you're waiting for whatever it is that you're waiting on, this is asking God, telling God, thank you. Thank you for it coming in the way you said it would. Thank you for it coming in the way I knew you said it would and you intend for it to. Thank you. Thank God I got the patience that I do. God, thank you for protecting my home. Thank you for protecting my family. Thank you for the turnaround in my health. Thank you for my friends being so caring and loving and supportive. Thank you for my resources. Thank you for enlightening me on this path. Thank you. Thank you. That's what we're doing. That's how we're moving. That's what we're believing, God. Because there's a massive rebirth that's happening to make you mature in areas that you may have been a little bit immature in, such as emotions, such as communication, such as patience. Very childlike when it comes to believing. So God is changing those things because he really wants you to understand that this is a lifelong journey. This is not just for the moment. This is something that I'm putting in place. This is something that I'm doing on purpose. This is something that is going to be a part of your evolution. And you cannot get lazy on the journey because I need you to keep up. I need you to keep up with everything that I'm sending you to do. And I need you to be in the best energy and the best mind frame and the best everything. I need you to be ready. And sometimes that's difficult to do. That's difficult to be because you do get tired and you do get weary when you're trying to do it on your own. But when you realize you're not supposed to do it on your own, you're really covered and protected. You move differently. You don't have to prove to people that you covered and protected. You don't have to prove to people that God got you. You don't have to talk about it. You matter of fact, God prefer you wouldn't. Because he just wants you to allow him to show people. Most importantly, he wants to show you. Okay? So, today just have that inner knowing that it is all working out because it has no choice but to. And God is doing all of this on purpose. He knows what he's doing. He's making no mistakes. He's protecting you. He's covering you. And ultimately, you've won. You've won. So what are you going to do with the winnings? Right? So let's go ahead and get into our daily devotion and we are going to close it off. I want to tell you guys, I'm very proud of you. I am so excited for this path and this journey. And I know that regardless to what it may look like, feel like, and what you may be experiencing, everything is just working out the way it's supposed to work out for our good. And I'm so excited about what's to come. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that everything is working out and everything is all good. You are not by yourself. You're not alone. You're in perfect company. Okay. So let's go ahead and get in our prayer and then we will get into the daily devotion. God, thank you so very much for allowing us to be here right now, open mind, open heart, with an open heart to receive you, to hear you, to listen, and to take heed to the journey you have us on. We thank you for the massive turnarounds. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for the opening of the doors. We thank you for the exhaustion that you are giving us above everything that we are dealing with. We thank you for preparing us. We thank you. We thank you for allowing us to be used as your vessel, putting us in the position we're needing to be, helping those you're wanting us to help along the way. We thank you for the insight. We thank you for it all. Thank you for giving us the willpower to proceed and to keep going and to not give up. Because by us continuing on, we're also showing you how much we believe in you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for it all. In your name, Jesus, will give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. Amen. The title, first of all, I'm reading from Moments of Peace in the Presence of God. And it's titled, No Way But Up. Ooh. All right, let's get into it. Amazement seized them all. And they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, we have seen extraordinary things today. Luke 5 and 26. At once the man got up in front of them all, took the bed he had been lying on, and went home, praising God. Luke 5 and 25. The four men heard that Jesus could do miracles, and a miracle was just what their paralytic friend needed to be healed and to walk again. They carried him to where Jesus was staying. Unfortunately, there were too many people for them to enter the house, and there was only one way for them to go. They transported their friend to Jesus by way of the roof, and they saw him miraculously healed because of their faith. You know, people who are hurting as well. When you help them look up to Jesus, you see extraordinary things happen in their lives. Today, you'll meet people who really need Jesus. Show them the way up. Dear God, I know that you love my hurting friends. Help me to show them how extraordinarily healing it is to look up. Amen. The evening says, prepared for his presence. By your abundant, loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. Psalm 5 and 7. Each morning you listen to my prayer as I bring my request to you and wait for your reply. Psalm 5 and 3. When traveling to another nation, diplomats, business persons, and missionaries often must engage in extensive study of the culture they're visiting. The kiss on the cheek that is common in Venezuela would be impolite in Singapore, where the head is considered sacred. Consequently, travelers must train themselves to show respect to the people they're meeting. The wonderful thing about God is that He Himself prepares you to meet with Him. He instructs you concerning the habits that please him and cleanse you from those that don't. Whatever is needed for you to come into God's presence, he provides. Don't be shy. God loves you unconditionally, so enjoy his company. God, thank you that I don't have to be nervous in your presence. You want the real me, and that makes me love you even more. Amen. I am so grateful for the opportunity to be used as a vessel in the lives of so many. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. And I am extremely proud that you have held on and stuck this through this long. We are almost there. We are almost there, and we must remain diligent. We must remain committed. We must remain steadfast on what it is that we know God is doing in our life. I love you guys so very much, and I'm so excited about what is to come. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Bye.